So this is
it's a good veneer.
So this is Alicia Taylor Kent, Ben. So when you're doing the soundbite, this is Alicia off Extended Diploma. Hi, Alicia. Welcome. This is your second presentation. So 3 weeks ago, we spoke to you after London, after a week of consolidating your ideas, and then you had some vague ideas to then go off, go and explore, go and develop some more. So this presentation is really here to make sure you're happy with your idea.
And if we can offer
any if we can give you any ideas, any support, or any direction of where you can go if you're stuck, basically. So don't feel, because it's the three of us, that it's like an interview or
interrogation.
We are going to probably maybe interrogate your theme a little bit, but not you or your processes.
It's nothing personal.
Okay, so do you want to just give us a little bit of a recap on what your theme is?
Yeah.
And maybe where it is now after the last couple of weeks and where you are now.
Okay. So originally I was going to be looking at more like celebrities and stuff, but Chantal gave me the idea to look at more like personal iconic women to me. So like this week I like sort of made a list and I like decided like people in my life that were iconic to me, so like my mum.
Why did I suggest that to you?
Because I don't have access to like celebrities and stuff, whereas
so you'll always be using somebody else's photographs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like I could take my own photographs and
so
stuff.
Sort of like you're sort of is this sort of like cheerleading for women? Like sort of championing key iconic women in your life.
And like originally I went down more of like focusing on what women look like, and then after this photo shoot I kind of realised that I wanted to make it about like it's not how like someone looks, it's more what they do, like how they present themselves, it's more important. So I want to focus more on that.
Let's stop then. So how would you then get that across with photographic imagery for you? How do you see?
So like for example my mum, like she looks after me, she cooks, she cleans, like I could show that in a photo, and like that's important to me because it's iconic to me, it's the way she looks after me, and that's important to me. Like I want my project to be personal to me, sort of.
So is that then her, because she's nurtured you?
Yeah.
So then really then it's like then capturing images of where she's nurturing.
Mm-hmm. So rather than maybe doing chores.
I was just
thinking as well, as an alternative to that, because you're talking about icons, iconic women. You might look to other religions and other cultures, particularly sort of in India, the Hindu gods, like sort of multi-armed people. Mm. There might be a sort of bit of photo manipulation that you have to do.
Well,
maybe you
cool.
do take a picture of your mum doing lots of different
things.
So you just piece her together, and she's just like she is like
superwoman.
This mythical creature who just does it all.
Yeah, because I think if we're going to show you sort of. Raise these people up. You don't want to just be like, here's a picture of my mum.
With her
she
own
legends.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, adding that artistic part.
Yeah.
You know, and this is where we're talking about not just focusing on photography and adding to keep it exciting for you. But yeah, like as Chantal said, I think that's a lovely idea. Looking at like, you know, like sort of different cultures, different ways they worship idols and the idols.
What idols look like.
Because you could even like, you could look at sort of like the iconography of Catholicism, and like you can use gold as raising up people, or again, you know, like the multi-dimensional thingy of an Indian god, like Vishnu with all her arms, and that could definitely represent then all the things people do for you.
Yeah,
but maybe that's just applicable to your mum.
Yeah,
but you're also talking to me about Jess. You need to sort of dig down into why you think they're icons, and then try and attach some creative way of describing that, you know, if...
Because if Jess is like, because she's brave,
you
think she's brave and
she's
that.
Confident.
So you need to then create imagery
like
where...
a warrior.
Like she's a warrior, like she's dressed up as like, you know, in metallics and
armour
and she's got a sword or even, you know... That's
it needs to become a little bit more theatrical.
Yes.
And that's why I showed you Pierre and Jill.
Oh, Jill,
because the imagery that they take is sort of like it's got a greater narrative going on, and sometimes they're describing the person they're taking a photograph of, or they're transforming them into a new character. Yeah, and I think that's kind of what is going to elevate this work and help to describe what you're trying to talk about.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be a bit tricky for you, Alicia, because it's like on the last couple of projects, we've kind of been encouraging you to do that for the last sort of 2 years, and you kind of don't really jump on the prop bit and the...
Yeah, it's a little bit hesitant.
The create, you just see, you know, like in the past, you've just... put all your effort into the photography, and then you end up then just taking photo, like it's running around finding a rubber glove in the department, finding a quick, like finding Jess and throwing her in a room and being like your shots. And it's like, because this is your final major project, you've really got to sort of discipline yourself on that. If you are going to celebrate some key women, it's going to, there will be some groundwork on creating the costume, the environment and the props. You know, and it doesn't have to be too tricky. I'm not saying like run up armor, you know, but there are ways of like, you know, there's fancy dress at like the heritage sites,
can
or
even go across to performing arts,
you know,
rummage in their massive,
you know,
collection.
Wigs, you know, changing, you know, then you've got that Cindy Sherman influence coming in, you know, as a photographer. You know, you've got the Pierre and Gilles with the changing and the manipulation, and also them making them icons, you know, these women icons. But
how many have you got so far on your list of iconic women?
I have 10.
Okay. As a suggestion, if this was me and my project, what I would do is possibly simplify that down.
Narrow it down to three
key people. You said instantly to me, your mum, your gran, and Jess. That's it. Just stick with that.
Okay.
They're women from different age ranges, so that is visually quite interesting. They each will have key things that you can draw out that will help you with this whole prop and iconography kind of idea. And you can reinvest in them. If you spread yourself a bit too thinly, you'll only do it in a half ask.
I think you're right. It's about ambition and time management. I would pick three to start off with. If you're on top of your time,
add more,
then you can add more, but don't say I'm going to do that and then get depressed because you're like overwhelmed because you see time's running out and you haven't made enough props and you haven't got enough thing, and it all becomes diluted then and it's all a bit winged.
Also, you've got a lot of access to those people,
and so it's like you can add on then, you know, it's better to add on than subtract at this point. But you know, like even for like the Arms of Vishnu things, you know, again, it's a series of just photographs of somebody like that, and then overlaying them, you know, so it's not even big drawing or pushing you into these uncomfortable areas, Alicia. It's just literally using those skills you've got, but just being a bit cleverer with them. And that, I love this idea. I love that you're doing some drawing and some stuff with it, and I would still like you to play with just overlaying and in your sketchbook, mixing this with photography and stuff, because that's gorgeous. You know, I would like that cut out. These are actually stunning. You know, these are really beautiful. So I would like, even from here, you convert these into photographs as you're practicing that overlay thing. Okay. I love that.
Like a bit like sort of tableau-y, you know, selecting iconic images and sort of like recreating them might be an option as well, you know, from different cultures, different time periods. It's not about you have to come up with every aspect of it.
Very easy to put a gold disc around Jess's head or cover gold there, you know, if you're going to carry on with these. I push people to do this every year just if they're interested, because I love gold and I love icons. And I love seeing people iconographied. But, you know, that's just my personal taste. But, yeah, even with just this sort of practice over the next week, two weeks, some of these monoprints can easily be gold. You're putting, like, gold discs. You've looked at cultures where they celebrate women.
More, hands-on.
Yeah, you know, like you've done small monoprints where you've then done Jess in the blue is the first one, then the red arm behind, then another colour arm,
yeah,
or, and tonal. Or.
But I think she just needs to be a bit more fierce.
Yeah, but I need her to break out these sexy looks.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. It's a bit boring.
Yeah.
You're not a passive sex object.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want you now, like Jess with a sword.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know, like we want to project the right image, not these passive sexual creatures of like, I'm owning my sexuality. It's like, but no, other men will walk past
like
and just be like, first trap.
Yeah.
Mm.
They won't get the message. Mm. And you'll be like, no, this is about feminism. And then they'll be like, no.
Female empowerment.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm actually getting, you know, first. This is first, you know, this is, you know, because it's sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful women and what you take from them, you know, like Jess's strength, your mum's caring, nurturing, your gran, I don't know, maybe she's really wise or something, so you try and think about ways of communicating that sort of, like, you know,
wisdom.
Yeah.
Like owls and
she's a shaman.
Yeah,
she's the wise woman of the tribe,
but
or
I would love it, you know. I also think as another little mini exercise you could set yourself for just one day is like Jess is the sex vixen, but then do Jess in really dowdy clothes. Is she just as powerful?
Yeah.
Do Jess in, you know, like in a tabard, like as a cleaner. Is she less powerful?
Yeah.
Because then that starts to say something about the coverings we wear and our judgments on, like, you know, oh, they work in a shop and they've got a tabard. They must be thick and unsexy, or they're not worth celebrating. But, oh, what, we put them in a bikini and in a beaver with a filter on. Suddenly they're you know,
oh,
they've
God,
got value.
Those awful films of the early 2000s, like She's All That, where they take a girl wearing overalls and then transform her into like this amazing goddess, and they've literally removed her glasses and brushed
and
her hair.
Yeah, and it's like
and
done a comedy cash wax.
Yeah,
and then them going, ah,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah. These are all suggestions though, okay?
Yeah.
It's up to you now. We're week 7 of this project. You have to take what you feel is right and run with it now.
And if you do really want to keep this mixed media thingy in there, then, you know, and you don't feel like the photographs are enough going to satisfy you, then print the thingies, do some monoprinting on top of photographs. Play around with a little bit of the mixed media layering.
Okay.
But these are great. I love these, you know, as stark imagery and combined.
There's a nice feel to them.
Mm.
I don't think they're doing their job at the moment.
Yeah,
No. But I do really love that.
Mm-hmm.
I do instantly want to get my ink and bleach out and colour the background in.
I think it's those little steps, though. Take it on a little bit further.
Or photocopy it, cut it out.
Yeah.
I want to then cut that out, put that into a painting. Like, I almost want to create a collage painting on film like that with all these.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we say to you guys. It's about creating all your components first sometimes before you create the piece of work.
Yeah.
No, these are great, Alicia, but again, just photographs. And again, you
this
know.
This weekend, if you can, do a bank of images so you've got lots to play with next week. That would be really helpful.
But no, this is exciting. And then the idea then of sort of these icon women as a show.
Three
photographed,
icons.
Few layers, some drawing and mixed media in there. Great.
Because that's a really lovely message as well, if you had like strength, nurturing and wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like gods.
Yeah,
and it's just, you know, it's love to all mothers, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't have, you know, that's where you can connect to other people. It's like you're saying something on, like, you know, why the aged should be
revered.
Because they've lived a life, they've got the wisdom, they fought wars for us, you know, they give us our freedoms,
they
know?
Deserve respect.
Yeah.
So I think any nanny needs championing, personally.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I'd championed my nan a lot more
of
what I know now, you know. So I think it's a lovely tribute. You know, it could be a tribute.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of wider context, certainly looking at iconography from different religions and cultures and kind of how their gods are presented. But then you might also look at things like the moon goddess, you know, the hag and the maiden and all that as well, to again back up and reinforce what it is that you're now trying to communicate.
Okay.
Oh, it's exciting stuff.
Yeah.
Go
right.
make take
make,
now, Alicia.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Yeah, good.
A bit more confident
about it.
Yeah.
You know, like, because because really this is your idea, you know, this is your show, this is your qualification. Mm. I hope at this point now you're feeling like, yeah, this is, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I've got my idea. Mm. Good. You know, so if it helps, leave here, write some notes down, and you've got this
yeah.
as well.
Make yeah. yourself a list. Things to do.
Okay.
And keep it simple.
Yeah.
And don't try and be too clever.
Yeah.
All right?
And have okay. some fun.
Yeah.
It's gonna be fun.
Okay, brilliant. Go on, Alicia.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Who's next?
It's break time, pretty much.
Oh,
yeah.